Hello, I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. Mission Australia says a crisis accommodation shortage is having a big impact on the lives of people in need.
When we're talking about people who might be, say, rough sleeping, couch surfing, they could be sleeping in cars, it has a real big toll on their, you know, their well-being. They don't know where they're going to potentially sleep the next night. So it can be quite a distressing, scary experience for people.
That's Mission Australia's Stephen Vines there. An Oxford Economics report has found homeless Queenslanders spent more than 270,000 nights in emergency accommodation in the past 2 years, a rise of almost 800%. US Vice President Kamala Harris has come out swinging in the campaign against Donald Trump.
You know, as many of you know, before I was elected as Vice President, before I was elected as United States Senator, I was the elected Attorney General, as I've mentioned, of California. Before that, I was a courtroom prosecutor. In those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women. Fraudsters who ripped off consumers. Cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type.
Harris is looking to become the presidential Democratic nominee after Joe Biden dropped out of the race to the White House. It comes more than 100 days ahead of the US election in November. Indigenous communities in Albury, Lismore and Toomoola are being encouraged to have their say about the future of the state's waterways. It's all part of the New South Wales government's Aboriginal Water Strategy. The draft strategy hopes to include Indigenous people on the decision-making process and provide better access to water for cultural and economic purposes. Workshops will be travelling across New South Wales in July and August and take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Burke workshop has been postponed due to sorry business and will be held at a later date in August. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are advised the following story contains the name of an Indigenous person who's died. An inquest into the death of an Indigenous teenager who self-harmed in a youth wing of an adult prison will continue in Perth today. 16-year-old Cleveland Dodd was found unresponsive after harming himself inside his cell in the troubled Unit 18 of Casuarina Prison in October last year. He died a week later. An inquest into his death will continue today after previously hearing Cleveland made multiple threats to harm himself before his death. Overnight, an officer who was allegedly napping on the night Cleveland harmed himself was due to give evidence today. However, he was excused for health reasons. If this has raised any issues for you or anyone else, you can call the 24/7 Indigenous Crisis Support Hotline 13 Yarn on 13 92 76. We'll have more coming up next.
The skills you bring will help us find better ways, and your ideas will help us shape a future we can all be proud of. We all bring something different. Grow with us. riotinto.com/careers.
Program sponsor.
For National Indigenous Radio Service for Voices of Our People.
Greens Senator David Shoebridge is calling for the federal government to raise concerns with Israel about a Commonwealth War Grave Cemetery in Gaza. The cemetery has about 3,000 graves of soldiers from Commonwealth countries who took part in the First and Second World Wars, including about 260 Australian war graves. Concern is being raised after new satellite images reveal destruction surrounding the graveyard.
You look at the images of the destruction on the gravesite. One of the reasons we produce these images is so that people would zoom out and have a look at what's happened to the surrounding lands. To the east of the graves used to be stretches of olive groves and agricultural land, now utterly destroyed and replaced just by tank tracks. If you look north, south or west of it, thousands and thousands of homes, solar panels, utter destruction of the surrounding neighbourhood of the Palestinian community. And so, yes, we should be horrified by the damage to Australian war graves, and the Australian government should make complaints about it.
That was Greens Senator David Shoebridge speaking to the ABC. To stay up to date with the NIRS news, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at nirs.org.au. And if you've missed out on a bulletin, you can catch up on the Community Radio Plus app.
Not sure who to turn to for legal advice?
Want someone who knows what you and your mob need?
and need to find someone you can trust, call Marawa Law.
They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector.
They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more.
Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07 404 13088. Choose a law firm that understands you.
Marawa Law. Station sponsor.
Little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
There's a simple private and free test you can do to detect early signs of bowel cancer. If you're over 50, you should receive a screening kit in the mail every 2 years. You can also order a kit online or talk with your health worker. It's important to do the test as soon as you can. Too many of our mob are getting sick from bowel cancer. That's why I did the test and encouraged my community to do it too. If found early, almost all bowel cancers can be treated. Screening for bowel cancer can help you stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family and community. For more information, have a yarn with your health worker or visit IndigenousBowelScreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me! Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country. That's BBM Bummerbrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say, but call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob, to Deadly. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn with Deadly Brother. We're talking to the Foreign Minister and Trade Minister for the Yidinji government. We're talking Murumul. We have Murumul online. Murumul, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, Murumu, Wallaburra, Yidinji, and I'm down here on the Ngambri Territory at the moment in cold Canberra.
Cold Canberra, yes.
I've been doing a few family things here, but also attended a big conference down here called Technology in Government, and yes. It's talking about all the latest things to do with cybersecurity and services and digital platforms.
Okay, so paint a picture to all the mob out there. So Australian government does not have a treaty with First Nation people. So under United Nations, UNDRIP, United Nations Declaration of Rights of Indigenous People, we have a right to run our own government. That's what Yidinji governments do. You wear the hat as a Foreign Affairs and Trade Minister. So we're talking about the space you're doing. You're down there regarding technology and what have you. So Yidinji Nation points to nodes as solution to curb future global software crisis. So please enlighten us, Minister.
Yeah, so this is really exciting. The Yidinji Nation has developed in the last few months. The first thing is its own computer operating system. So as far as we know, it's the first Aboriginal or Indigenous computer operating system that exists.
Yes.
And it's called Jibu, which in the Yidinji language means walking stick, because it all operates off a USB or an SSD, which you plug into any, what they call an x86 computer, which is everything that's not Apple, basically. So rather than buying a brand new computer, if you can't afford one, that is, then you can probably buy one of these Jibu's Leaps for $133 plus taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do your emails, you can surf the web, all in a private, secure, and environment.
Yes.
And as you know, we're headed down this track because of things that are happening around the world. And as everyone probably found out on last Friday, I think it was, the CrowdStrike, you know, 8 million computers worldwide affected.
Yes.
Billions of dollars in damages. So we're looking at how we can reduce the gap in terms of providing not only Indigenous organisations and nations this technology, but the rest of the world, because we think that Yidinji is on to something really, really big.
Sure.
And
yes,
it's something that I spoke briefly about today at this event with some of the vendors and experts.
Fantastic. So we're talking about Yidinji constituents on their country in the 21st century platform to communicate. And there's a protection there for them to communicate, is what you're setting up there with NODES.
Yeah, so NODES stands for National Offline Data Exchange System. So imagine if the internet went down, you didn't have access to satellite services like Starlink or Optus and Telstra, they were all cut off. The Yidinji technology that we have successfully tested means that you can still connect and message amongst each other. So, for example, let's say you wanted to send a text message during an emergency to see if your family was okay, if there was a major cyclone or something. Mm-hmm. With our technology, you can do that. You can buy stuff from the shops. You can have offline websites. So let's say, Trevor, that you had your own community store.
Yes.
Your community store could have an offline website that's fully functional without even being connected to the internet.
Okay, fantastic.
That so
is
you
can, technology.
You, and people can know how much, how much stock or how many toilet paper rolls you have in the shop at that time or whatever it may be.
Whatever it may be,
so
yes,
it provides you with an important continuity of business and connection. Yeah.
Beautiful, fantastic. Now, I believe you have Kindridge, is that right? A gentleman at the
Kindridge,
table?
Yeah,
Kindridge, yep. Kindridge, at the table. I believe he's joined us in conversation. I'll just check
yeah,
to
well,
see
he,
if he's online.
Yeah, he's the genius behind it all.
Okay.
And he might be able to explain some of the technical aspects of it.
I'll just check to see if he's online.
Yeah. And just quickly, Brother Trevor.
Yes.
You know, the presentation that was given by the Australian Signals Directorate at this conference today was saying that, you know, all these small businesses and stuff are really heavily impacted on.
Mm.
And, you know, if you've got a business turnover of less than $2 million, let's say.
Yes.
According to the Bureau of Statistics, like cybercrime can cost small businesses up to $45,000 or for medium businesses, nearly $100,000.
Yes.
So these are, if you're running, as you probably know, bro, like and other people out there who run businesses, that margin or that amount of damage can actually wipe out your business.
It can.
So
big time.
That's why Yidinji is proactive in not only for the Gimoi region, like having all the businesses. Mm. Imagine like the Aboriginal health services and everything else being operating on this technology, where if something did happen, and it will, that we would have the ability to have some sort of emergency first system
backup
operating.
Exactly. Now, I believe we have Condridge online. Condridge, you there? Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, thank you for coming to the program. So enlighten us, please. Foreign Affairs and Trade Minister from Yidinji Government, Murmur, has explained, but just to get to your side of things, please.
Yes.
About NODES.
As Minister said, praise to Guy Barrett, because ultimately it's his technology and those of us that talk to him you receive it. So NODES is fundamentally designed to be an emergency system and offline system.
Mm.
So in the event that something crashed, as the minister explained earlier, if like what happened on Friday where CrowdStrike happens and networks go down, NODES can use any network. It doesn't care what's available. It just can build its own system from any connectivity point it can get, or no connectivity point. So at the fundamental,
just continues BAU if that was to happen.
That's the idea. That is the idea. Because when we started to do analysis, we found that communities are vulnerable to any natural event, natural disaster, or cyber event, particularly cyber events these days.
Yes.
Because we've become so glued to the devices in our hands. It's like an umbilical cord. Sometimes we just need to cut and go for a walk.
Mm.
So when an emergency happens, the node system recognizes the emergency, mm-hmm. switches to an emergency capable mode, ensures that people's location is available to the network for emergency provision, but protected from others to prevent looting and pillaging and other events that tend to happen in these situations. It ensures that at the very beginning of perspective, two people can meet in the middle of a field with no comms anywhere near them and make a settlement. They can swap property back and forward and accept something in exchange for that. And that can be verified at court that has happened. And that's the key piece.
Condry, this is technology on steroids. This is fantastic. It's the way of the future. And yes, we all need to be protected, but we need to continue business as usual. Yes.
That's exactly it. That's exactly what we said we needed to make happen, and we sought the answers for. Is in the event of society having an issue that interrupts it, you must be able to continue trading first and foremost. You must be able to communicate safely. You must be able to do these in a way that doesn't empower criminal elements and disempower family elements. Yes. So we said you've got to start with the family. You've got to go from the family to the community.
Exactly.
You've got to go from the community to be able to trade, and then you've got to look at reestablishing that community to other communities as quickly as possible. And fundamentally, Nodes provides all the technology to do those values.
Thank you very much for sharing, Condridge. All the best to you. I'll continue my conversation with Murumu. Thank you. See you there, brother Murumu.
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. So enlightened us, he did. It is technology, as I said, on steroids. It's way the future. We need to protect our businesses, to protect our families. And look, this is, like I said, it's fantastic, way the future. And we, the longest living culture on planet Earth, are hooked up with technology and future technology. Another 60,000 years, brother.
I'll tell you what, it is amazing that this is in our hands, and you know, we thank God for that. But the other thing too, brother, is that, like, you know, one of the first things you want to do is check your family members in an emergency. We are developing a number of products now that are going to blow your mind in the next 6 months or so. And I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag now.
Okay.
But
watch your space.
It's going to be big news.
Yes.
Absolutely. But, you know, even Nodes now has an agent in South America. So this particular individual's going to South America to move,
yes.
to present Yidinji technology to South America. So it's going to go all over the world, because we can see that is what's required. And like I said, if we can minimize the damage to society through these, whether it's a natural disaster or a software glitch update or an actual cyber attack.
Yes.
Well, that means if you're a regional airline or a major airline company or a shopping or a food provider, a supplier of business.
Or an indigenous artist creating weapons and tools and what have you, artifacts, you're protected.
Exactly. Now, it might be difficult for like a TV station or for Bubba Bipper to keep going.
Yeah, sure.
But at the end of the day, because of the, you know, it's about sending messages, but we have technology that might be able to have audio enabled services via the system, and we're still testing that. But like, for example, we did this trial last year as part of our government, and we sent a message 15 kilometers away with no SIM card, no internet connectivity, no satellite, based on the technology we have, and it was successful. So we know it works.
Yes.
Obviously, we need international collaborators and partners to actually bring this to what we call an export-ready, market-ready product.
This is beautiful.
And, you know, that's where we're at the moment, so I'm doing a bit of that here and there.
Well, Foreign Minister, Trade Minister... Yes, you are doing your job for your nation, for your Yidinji government. Thank you very much for sharing. We'll be communicating. I will text you later regarding this space, and looking forward to the future and what you got in play.
Thank you so much, and you guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, ta-da.
Adeli Yande Murumu, Foreign Minister and Trade Minister for the Yidinji government, and they are pointing to Nodes. as a solution to curb future global software crisis for their government, for their constituents, and NODES, acronym for a National Offline Data Exchange System. So too deadly, fantastic, and front seat in regarding looking after mob on country in the technical world, in the future world. Your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong, the daily number 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Bearers of our oral history, pass your story to the children of tomorrow. Can't sit here and stare in sorrow. Bearers of our oral history, pass your story to the children of tomorrow. Stand them in good stead so they will follow.
Sing strong.
Girl, gonna recognize love, kuni ya chijin, nai love, kuni
politică. Naică, ca să maică. Nață stă manul nou pe mură ca ai melan. Melba nu like, nu mai, nu like, nu mai. Corsica, n-al pe mură, urpul buai.
From a tree that is fruitless. Since they dodged, I said for my titters. Said I get clean and prick, I did it. Underdog and I'm 10 toes with it. Sleep on planes, no rest for the wicked. Ha ha, I'm off. Hustling like I'm Rick Ross. Another day for the boss. Trying to book in, she just up the cost.
I'm up. Nobody bringing me down. Nobody bringing me down again. None of them making a sound again. Cause I'm up. All of my titters get down. None of them bringing us down again. None of us run, we got many men.
My titties to the front, straight up on them, bust it up. What the argue for the ones, big box in the cut. Tell them all to go jump. Ooh, this four letter mob, this box in the mix, I'ma do what I want. Cause I'm up.
You ain't bringing me down, you ain't bringing me down again. You ain't making a sound again, nah, cause we all. All of my titties get down, none of you bringing us down again. None of us front, we got many men.
Hey, do we got a problem? Well, I am the woman to solve it. You men playing up on your sis. Well, I'ma tell Titus to ghost him. Huck him. He think he good, but he nothing. Think he can, he's like he starts forgetting bad dogs. Cause it'd be hard, cause butter he ugly. Huck him all. Stood my ground and I'm back for talk. Maybe you should go best yourself. Cause you vest me, you gon' lose it all. I'm just saying, bro, I ain't playing, bro. I walked in the stew, I done ate it up. Man's ego, them big titties. So I told that boy to go fill my cup.
I'm up. Nobody bringing me down. Nobody bringing me down again. None of them making a sound again. Cause I'm up. All of my titters get down. None of them bringing us down again. None of us run, we got many men.
How we up? All my titters to the front. Start up on them, bust it up. What the
Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Jingra bali na ji, abu me jana ji, abon mindi gai bagat bara na ji, bagat bara na ji. Jingra bali na ji, abu me jana ji, abon mindi gai bagat bara na ji.
Over 60,000 years we've been in this place. Elders have told stories of seeing the winds change. Now it's a new world of suffering and pain. It's a wonder that I'm here to rap about it today. Is my mindset straight to get ready for it mentally? Cause life was so hard in the 21st century. Pushed to the brink with tax and Centrelink. A forced lifestyle, I won't let them overthink. Don't let them overdrink, cause they know how we get wild. Reminiscing on how we used to do on the K-side. Sometimes I sit and think about the old days. But I wouldn't have my fam, so now to me it was an old face. It's hard to see the light when you're low paid. I took a job as a father, now I'm shining like a gold chain. I lay tracks like a soul train. I'ma pave the way for the young and old, okay, mama. Yeah. I walk a mile on this fine line, projecting light inside a tomb like canaries in a coal mine. Hold you down in these low times, trying to provide for my family, but these devils try to co-sign. You feel the levels of these dope rhymes, receive the knowledge of this game through the pain, watch your hope rise. Clear the air, smoke will subside. Ain't plain, it's necessary for canaries in the coal mine. My line is strong, my people stood proud. I found my footprints on ancestors' trade routes. They've given me the strength, so I see without a doubt how they always stayed real. They never made it. I was walking to a crossroad of lost souls. Mike by my side, I had to pay toll. Had to show my jambu to the right road. Damn near had to strap up and go cold. But now I see will they be backing up culture without going digital? We need more originals, classic elders, spiritual. Seen on TV, no ridicule. In black I see life is cynical. But if you get over that bridge, we can live life imperial, kid. With that hate in our heart, time for making a start. I'm down for shaping the art of building faith in this craft. Let's go. I walk a mile on this fine line, projecting light inside a tomb like canaries in a coal mine. Times, trying to provide for my family, but these devils try to co-sign. You feel the levels of these dope rhymes, receive the knowledge of this game through the pain, watch your hope rise. Clear the air, smoke will subside. Ain't playing this necessary for canaries in the coal mine.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
to show in this generation. Well, I'm telling you, yeah, oh,
National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
You can't tell us who
on your mob. It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hello, I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. Mission Australia says a crisis accommodation shortage is having a big impact on the lives of people in need.
When we're talking about people who might be, say, rough sleeping, couch surfing, they could be sleeping in cars.
I've got the story to tell about my people. Story to tell about my land. Story to tell about my people. Story to tell about my land. Waterkin. I've got the story to tell about my people. Story to tell about my land. Story to tell about my people. Story to tell about my story to
Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Foster and Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM. BBM.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister, Sandy Greenwood, performer and multi-award winning actor, and talk about the Griffin Theatre Company and Carriage Works present Alan Van Nieuwen's debut work for the stage called Swim. And we do have Sandy on the line. Sandy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm really good. Thank you. And it's lovely to yarn with you this morning.
You too, my dear. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
Yes, so I'm a Goombangi, Dungari and Bundjalung woman, mid-north coast of New South Wales, saltwater woman.
Yes.
And performing on Gadigal country at the moment.
Beautiful.
From all over the country.
All over the country. Beautiful footprint. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Thank you for being you, performer and multi-award winning actor. Life is great. Tell us about the debut work for the stage, Swim, please.
An extraordinary piece of theatre written by Ellen Van Nieuwen, Mulanjali Dutch person, who's an award-winning author, and it's their first play, and it's just exquisite. It's about gender fluidity. It's about, you know, the healing power of water. It's about healing trauma. It's all these incredible themes woven in the most exquisite kind of storytelling, poetic language, directed by Yorta Yorta woman Andrea James.
Fantastic.
So I feel it's a true gift, actually, to be performing this work.
Good, good, Sandy. And how many on stage?
Just two of us.
Two.
Danny Sib and myself, so which is quite unique, actually. It's a two-hander, which is a unique challenge.
Well, big shout-out to Danny, so thank you. Is it talking or just body movement? Is there a skit as such? Paint the picture, please.
Yes, so it's a play, so it's dialogue, and there's, you know, like that we play. Danny's like the lead character.
Okay.
Plays the character of E. And we follow their journey as a young queer person, young queer non-binary Murray person.
Mm.
And I play all the other peripheral characters in their life. I play their auntie, their very supportive auntie who, you know, teaches them about, you know, culture and connection and all the important things to stay strong as a young Murray person.
Mm.
Also play their young love interest. So I go from being 20 to 50, which is a good challenge.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we as humans, we all sometimes have three or four different personalities, but here you are playing it on stage, wearing five hats, spinning a lot of plates there, sister.
it's a play, but there's a lot of movement in it as well. So
good.
We've got Kirk Page, he's our movement director, incredible movement director.
Yes.
So we tell the story with our voices and our bodies.
Yeah,
as
fantastic.
As well as having incredible video design and music and lights. Like, it's a visually spectacular show and a very emotionally moving piece.
So debut work for Alan Van Nieuwen's. Got to be excited, Alan, yes?
I just feel really honoured because, you know, like, they are one of the leading authors in the country.
Sure.
And she's one of our mob. And
thank you. Represent.
They're one of our mob, sorry, the non-binary author. And it's their debut play. So, Griffin Theatre Company is producing it at Carriage Works. And we've got the big black opening night tonight. All the mob are coming for Haydock Week. So
good.
This is going to be the best night, I reckon.
Fantastic. And look, we are storytellers. And whatever vehicle we use, whether it be on stage, in a book, in a song, there it is, and it's so very important that we've got this as play work on stage and acting in it and telling the story, Sandy.
Yeah, it's really important. It's very healing, and it's, you know, that's the essence of our culture, is to tell our stories.
Mm.
And it's really important to have, you know, representation for young black queer mob as well, non-binary,
exactly.
Gender fluid. You know, we don't see these themes in the plays or films. So this is one of the first. So it will make, you know, people that can identify feel welcomed and safe and, you know, represented. Mm. So it's a very, very healing, important piece.
Sure. And it's a, well, a message, a guideline, a platform for people to, well, find out who they are, where they are, where they're going, what they're doing, you know. And sometimes it's hard to express that or talk to somebody about it. So it's a conversation to the individual sitting in the audience, you would say.
That's it. And I've been to plenty of pieces where, you know, plays or films, and it's like, that really speaks to me.
Yes.
Like, and it's very, yeah, it's,
yes.
It's empowering and healing, and it's just a different way to, as I said, feel represented or feel heard or, you know. So, yeah, it's... a lot of our mob storytelling has a very powerful force, you know, impact.
Exactly.
And this is another one. So, yeah.
Well, Sandy, it's like picking up a book and you said, gee, that was a fantastic book. In actual fact, you didn't choose the book chose you.
That's right.
You've got to
pick that book up there, girl. You better read that one.
Too deadly, Sandy. Look, congratulations. Enjoy that journey. Perform well. As they say, break a leg. And we will yarn soon, my sister. And congratulations. And also to Alan Van Nieuwens.
Thank you, my brothers. And so lovely yarning with you today. And hello to all the listeners out there. And too black, too deadly. Let's keep that fire burning strong.
Happy NAIDOC, my sister.
You too.
Bye-bye. See ya. Beautiful yarn there. That's Sandy Greenwood, her name is, performer and multi-award winning actor, and she will be performing with a debut work for stage called Swim, and that's by the Griffin Theatre Company, and Carriage Work present Alan Van Nieuwens' debut work for stage. Fantastic. Too deadly. Yarn up strong, your mob, here on National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob, too deadly. National Talk Black.
Dikati, Dikati, Rakanel.